This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And something has been put in place. So for everything that you read and study, there needs to be a place and a source for you to find its explanation. And the greatest explainer was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You say, well, I lived many years after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His books have come to us. Bukhari, maybe I can look at Bukhari and then look at the verse in the Quran and try to match things up. No. You have to come to that second category of people, which is al-ilm. People of knowledge. People of knowledge, and I want to give three warnings first, alright? Before I talk about the people of knowledge. First warning. Not everyone who speaks to Muslims in public is a person of knowledge. Not because a person sits at a table and wears a microphone and people listen to him, that means he's knowledgeable. No, that person could be eloquent. He could be good in speaking English and has read something or has heard something or someone has given him something to read or prepared something for him that he can deliver it. Not because someone sounds good or has a loud voice or has been given an audience or a people to listen, it means that he is knowledgeable. That's important. That's the first warning. Second, not because a person uses the words Allah, Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sunnah, Salaf, Sunni, big words, you know the big words that we use sometimes, Rawahu al-Imam Bukhari wa huwa sahih. وَصَحَّحَهُ الشَّيْخِ الْأَلْبَانِي خَلَاص. No. Not because someone uses catchphrases, big words that inspire, oh, if he says it, it's got to be true. La. This was not the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Sahaba. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and the hadith is in Bukhari, and yet it is in Bukhari, not because I said Bukhari, brother, right? One day he comes to pray Salat al-Fajr. The person leading the prayer reads Surah al-Furqan in a way that was different than the way the Prophet ﷺ taught Umar. We know the Quran was revealed in different pronunciations. Qira'at. Or tilawa. So for example, you and I can read from Surah Al-Fatiha. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Right? Or you can read اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم عليهم عليهم. Or اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم ولا الضالين. Three different readings. I'm just giving you a quick example, right? Umar, he says, تملكت نفسي. I kept holding myself. Umar was very passionate. He didn't want to snatch the brother from the salah. He's leading the salah. So he said, I had to control myself. As soon as the brother finished, I grabbed him. وَاللَّهِ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. By Allah, I will raise you up this matter to the Prophet ﷺ. So he takes him. The Prophet says, Ya Umar, you know, let him go. Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّهُ يَقْرَأُ الْفُرْقَانِ بِنَمَطٍ لَمْ تُعَلِّمْنِيهِ. He reads it in a way and in a sound. You didn't teach me. So the Prophet said, اِقْرَأْ عَلَيْهِ. The man read. And he said to Umar, اقرأ عليه. The man Umar read. The Prophet said, هكذا أنزلت, هكذا أنزلت. In this way it was read, in this way it was read. There is no final, this is it, that's it. Even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he would go back to who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to ask the explanation, to find the finality of the matter, to find the truth of the matter. So there isn't, this is how I learned, this is our madhab, this is our way, only this way. No. In Islam, there are permissible multiple actions for that one ibadah, for that one thing, that are all derived and taken from the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I warn you once again to have this closed mentality where you hear someone say something and that is it. Khalas, rawahu, and he used the big words and that's the final matter. Khalas. No. So be careful. Third warning when it comes to this concept of the people of knowledge, the people who teach, the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith is in Sahih al-Jami' and Imam al-Albani has made it or has determined it to also be Sahih. He says to us, استفتي نفسك ولو أفتاك المفتون. Push the thing in your heart and within yourself, ask yourself for the fatwa, even if other people have given you fatwa. Even if you have asked someone, still within yourself, ponder it, think about it. Sometimes you will ask a brother a question and you know the answer you were given just doesn't sit right. Do you know what I mean? Everyone must have had this. Is it just me? Maybe I'm too curious. Sometimes you ask and in your heart you think there's more to the situation than what was explained. So continue to circulate it within yourself and be confident to ask others. That was the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he ingrained in his Sahaba. The ability to reflect and to think and to ponder, and it is a part of your inner belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to want to do the best you can in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're looking and aiming for the mercy of Allah, you're looking for Jannah, you're not looking for something easy. You're not looking for something you can buy, or something you'll find on sale the next day. It's something that will take a dedicated effort to reach. So you need to get there. And as such, the Prophet ﷺ has made that lofty status for Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge. The true people of knowledge, not those three categories we just warned you about. The true people of knowledge, my young brothers, are defined by the words of Imam al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu. He says to you, the first characteristic of a person of knowledge, Al-alim man amila bima ya'mal. A scholar, you will notice in him as a constant character trait within him, in all aspects of his life, he does by what he knows. He acts according to his ilm. Now that's important. Al-alim man amila bima ya'lam. A scholarly person is not just one who has lots of knowledge and lots of books and lots of references and writes and is eloquent, but it is the person who you see within him a constant habit of practicing what he has preached, practicing what he has said. And that is a constant way of the way of the prophets of Allah and the way of our ancient and present scholars. حفظهم الله. Second, you will find in them tuqa, piety. Wallahi brothers, I travel quite a bit, alhamdulillah. It is rare, and this might be my experience, it is rare to find in a city that you visit, where you will meet hundreds, if not thousands of Muslims, a person who touches you in your heart, that you feel in him, he is upon taqwa. Have you ever met a man who is taqi? Wallahi, yeah.